Okay, our squelch issue is back, I see. Yeah, I haven't heard of that either. I imagine that the wired remote, the one that you usually have by your back door of the house or whatever, the wired one probably works, but the wireless does not. Something in the RF signal, so I've got to imagine at this point something in the transmitter-receiver portion that after 30 years is going bad. So intermittent like that, if it'll go up but not down, something in that RF signal, the transmitter. And I know I had to replace mine. I had a Craftsman in there that lasted probably about 25 years or so. And I just put a new one and a new Craftsman in that I have. And this one's a lot quieter. It's I still got a chain drive. I didn't go for the belt drive. I got a chain drive because that's a little quieter. But it also has Wi-Fi in it. So if I forget to close the garage door, I can bring it up on an app on my phone and open the door and close the door, or I can check it to make sure that it's closed and that. So I've done that before. Pulled out of the driveway, thought I hit the button, or did hit the button, but it didn't work, and I drove off and happened to think, I wonder if I closed it. So I can check the app now and do that. So everything's got Wi-Fi in it now. Even my wife bought a water bowl for the cats that has, you charge it up and it'll circulate the water, so when the cat's in front of it, it'll trigger the mechanism and the water will kind of circulate so they kind of have fresh motion water. Even the cat's water bowl is Wi-Fi now. You can download an app and control the water bowl for the cats. That's going a little bit too far in my estimation at this point, so... You can now do that. You can even get a camera for the new ones so you can see if your garage door is open or closed. So some of the nifty things you can get with the new stuff, Bob. All right, next up on the list, Mini, NAKPI or standby, Tom? Try that again, KDAPAZ, and then we'll go to Tom.